Okay, have you got your Bible? What do we got? We got 10 minutes. That makes a good short sermon, doesn't it? How much can you stack into 10 minutes? Okay, we'll give it a go. First, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says this. Always, now if you've heard me speak before, I do like when I'm reading the Bible, I find these things like should or always or all these ones that go, like there's no room to wiggle. Always has no room to wiggle. Always means every single time. It's not most of the time. It's an always. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. See, there's a never. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all. There's another all. All circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. Look, for me, the whole thing around thankfulness and gratefulness is that it's a decision. I actually don't think it's our default mode. I think it's something we have to make a decision. I think it's easy to be ungrateful. It's easy to moan about things. I've never taught my children how to moan and be ungrateful, but they can do it right from a young age. Sorry, kids. You know, you can do stuff for people, you can bust your guts for people and do all sorts of things, bend over backwards, and they still don't thank you. And I think we've got a society that's a bit like that at times. Instead, they're sitting there thinking they need more. We've got a world that it's easy to believe that everyone owes you something. Yeah. You've got rights. You know, you need to have your right, you know, you've got a right to whatever it is. I think we deserve lots more privileges. We think we deserve so much. Yet, I suppose it's this me-focusedness that I think blinds us. And look, unfortunately, in a sense, Christmas, if you're not careful, can actually exaggerate that. I was reading a little blurb by a pastor I know, Pastor Nick Klinkenberg from, he's over in Hamilton. I was having coffee with him the other day, but I was reading on a little thing where he said he was going through the checkout, and the lady said, Merry Christmas, and may you get all you want. And he went, He said back to her, Merry Christmas to you, but I have all I want. And he reckoned the look on her face was, what do you mean you have what you want? And when you start to be grateful, you realize here in New Zealand, here in our lives, we've got so much. What more could we want? You know, I know you could go, yeah, no, I do need some more socks and undies. So, but we've got so much. Here's what John Henry said. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin. It's an antiseptic. This is by William Ward. He said, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping up a present and not giving it. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping up a present and not giving it. We need to be thankful. And I'm going to try and do in 10 minutes a few of what I think are the benefits of being thankful. And the first one I've got here is thankfulness gives you a better perspective on life. Thankfulness takes you on a better direction. I think in most situations, everything that you're facing, every situation that you're facing, you have two choices of how you respond to those circumstances. And I feel our default, one, our choice, our default mode is to complain. I feel that is our default, yet we have a second choice, which is to go, okay, I'm going to choose to be grateful. See, what happens when you start complaining? You lose perspective. You lose perspective. And you know, as I prepared this today, I thought, I shouldn't be talking about complaining. I should be just talking about being thankful. But I felt if I just focused on being thankful, you'd all go, yeah, no, I'm thankful. But I think the opposite of thankfulness is complaining. And until we address the complaining in our lives,
we won't conquer and we won't move to the thankfulness. In fact, I think complaining is what robs us of thankfulness. And, you know, for me, when I think about complaining, my first thoughts always go to the children of Israel in the wilderness. And look, you know, I can understand they were under pretty much a lot of pressure. They're in the desert. It's pretty dry. They've run out of water. They start complaining. They start complaining about their situation. They start complaining. And I don't know if you've read through, to Exodus 15. In the end, this is what God says. Then the people complained and turned to Moses. This is Exodus 15, 24. What are we going to drink? They demanded. So Moses cried out for help. Sorry, move to Numbers. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long must I put up with this wicked community? God got to a stage where he was that sick of their community, he wanted to destroy the people. And you know, God, who's faithful, loving, accepting, and has more patience than you and me, got to the stage with complaining that he couldn't stand it anymore. And you know, I just started to think for myself how much I complain about things. Now, I see myself as a pretty grateful, thankful person. But it's amazing when you ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything that I've been complaining about? All these things start coming. You've been complaining about this. I've had a bit of a sore shoulder, sort of back thing. I've had to go to see Dr. Ed there to sort me out. And I thought, man, I've complained about that. It's not that bad. Goodness me, I can stand and walk and dance a little bit. My dance isn't that good, but I can dance a little bit. But I suddenly looked at all the things, and you know, what happens with your complaining is it gets your perspective wrong. And there's always something to complain about. Let's just go through the list of things you might be complaining about. Your job. Do you complain about your job? Your boss. Do you complain about your boss? Your wife, your husband. Do you complain about them? Don't answer. This is just rhetorical, okay? Don't answer. Don't even nod. Don't even lift your eyebrows. Do you complain about your neighbors? Neighbors. Everybody do. Actually, I've got to be careful because my neighbors are here. I don't complain about them. They're awesome. Do you complain about your church? Ooh, do you complain about your kids? Do you complain about your parents? Do you complain about your finances? Do you complain about your health? Recently, I don't know why I did. I ended up going and having a look at this little video by Bob Newhart on counseling. It's called Stop It. You could go have a look at it. And basically, Bob acts as a counselor. It's very un-PC. If you get offended easily, don't go have a look at it, okay? We don't want you being offended. But if you do like these sorts of things, he's counseling this lady. This lady comes in, and she's got this problem. And he says to her, look, let me help you with your problem. And she goes, she grabs her notebook. What, do I need my notebook? He goes, yeah. He says, I've got two words for you. Yeah, if you need to remember them, that's just two words. She tells him this problem, and she said, look, it's really easy. Here's the two words. Stop it. And she sort of looks at him. What do you mean? Just stop it. And then she'd go, what about, but my mother? And he goes, we don't go there. What about my horoscope? No, we don't go there. Just stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. And as funny as it is, and I'm not trying to downplay your situation, but when it comes to complaining, I just think we've got to stop it. Yeah. Just stop it. Make a conscious decision that you're going to stop complaining. Honestly, it'll change your life because you'll move over to the side where you begin to be grateful and thankful. You know, when you choose the alternative of being grateful and thankful, I can tell you right now it'll change your perspective on life. It'll change your perspective on God. When you start to be thankful, it changes your... So every situation becomes an opportunity rather than a negative. Look, the more you complain, the more you will see complaints. And honestly, there's lots of things to complain about. You can complain about the government, complain about the media, you can complain about the roads, you can complain... Honestly, it goes on and on forever. But if you make a choice, no, I'm going to be grateful for everything. In all things, in everything, and start voicing your gratefulness, it'll change your life. Did you know there's health benefits? They've done a whole lot of studies on it, and gratitude improves your psychological health. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Guy Robert Emmons said, a leading gratitude researcher has conducted multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. His research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. It increases your happiness and reduces your depression. So maybe you're going through some tough stuff. Your gratitude will change that situation. They've got scientifically proven benefits. A positive psychology co-founder, his colleagues discovered that when people took a few minutes each evening to write down three good things that happened to them during the day, their happiness increased and their depressive symptoms decreased. Yeah. Just by writing three things a day at night going, I'm grateful for this. Maybe even in your quiet time, your devotion, having a little bit, what am I grateful for? And just writing down those grateful things. It's proved that it's better for your heart. Yeah. Grateful people have healthier hearts. Better for your sleep. They did a whole experiment on people and their sleeping and found that people that exercised gratitude before they went to sleep slept far more peacefully. You make more friends. You have increased optimism. And look, God knew this. Philippians 4:6. Musicians, you can come. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Look, that's a little key. And I just felt this key of being grateful and thankfulness. And look, the way to increase your thankfulness is to decrease your complaining. Our complaining is a habit. Yeah. You know how habits, you don't realize you're doing them? You complain about this person or you're complaining about this. If you can suddenly pick, hey, that's a habit I have, the way to change a habit is to start a new habit. Yeah. Isn't it? So making a conscious decision saying, God, help me. Every time I complain, let me know. And God will. You'll suddenly go, oh, I'm complaining. You will see it. And you go, right, I'm changing. I'm going to be grateful. Because in every situation, there's something to be grateful about and thankful about. In every person, there's something to be grateful about. Focus on that. Yeah, look, you just imagine if all I ever did at home was complain about Eleanor. Just imagine what that would be like in your household, and all I did was complain about that, you haven't done this, you should do this, I'm complaining, why isn't this done, why are we here, complain about this, complain. How long do you think she'd stay with me? She's very, very patient. She would, who would want to be there? Who would want to live in a house? In fact, there's a proverb about that. Living in a house with a complaining person. Oh, it says wife, doesn't it? Oh, okay. No one would like it. Did you know that if you increase your gratitude, you'll increase your love? Yes. It'll increase your love in your house. the more grateful you are. And look, you can't just wrap the present up and go, yeah, no, I've got the grateful, I am grateful. No, you've got to give the gift. Give the gift. Gratefulness. Make it a goal this over this Christmas season to be grateful to everybody that you come across. Grateful to the person at the counter that's flustering and making a big mistake, and grateful to being in queues, grateful while you're driving. God, thank you that I've got a car, even though the traffic here is terrible. Be grateful. Be grateful. Why don't you close your eyes and let me pray. God, we are so grateful to you. Lord, we're grateful for this amazing year. We're so grateful for the people in our lives. Father, we're so grateful for all that you've done in us and through us. God, help us to be grateful. Help us to see you in every situation. Lord, even in the tough, hard times, help us to be grateful. Lord, help us to have your perspective. Lord, help us to see that our situations increase our faith and increase our dependence on you, and help us to get closer to you, Father. Lord, I pray you'd help us to see, Lord, and where we've been negative and we've complained, Lord, we do ask for your forgiveness. Forgive us for our complaining, for our attitudes, Lord, and help us to be grateful and to speak that gratefulness to the people in our lives. And Lord, even right now, if there's people that you know we need to express that gratefulness, I pray you put it on our hearts that we would express that gratefulness to those people in our lives. We love you and we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.